as soon as they started those clinical trials, they started seeing injuries and they started seeing waning efficacy, very fast waning efficacy. And so they shut down the clinical trials after 2 months and they vaccinated the placebo group. Now that is scientific fraud on its face. The FDA should have marched them out of town if it was a functioning agency and laughed at them. But instead, it granted the license and they ended the study with FDA approval. So now we will never know what the long-term impacts of that, because the placebo group is gone. They did that after 2 months. When they went to FDA to get their license, it's the only one that was approved at that time. They gave them 6 months of data. So even though they ended the study after 2 months, they told them what happened to the people who got vaccinated early and people who got vaccinated late. And here's the key metric, is all-cause mortality. It's the only thing people should have really been focused on. And there's a graph called S5 in those, you know, which are now publicly available in Pfizer's submission to FDA. And if you look at that graph and at the language that follows, what you'll see is this. And this is very simple for people to understand. They gave 22,000 vaccines approximately to people in the vaccine group. And then there were 22,000 people in the placebo group who received a fake vaccine. After 6 months, there was one COVID death in the vaccine group and two COVID deaths in the placebo group. So that allowed Pfizer and FDA to tell the public that the vaccine is 100% effective, which they did. Dr. Fauci and everybody else said that from the beginning. Gates, the president, it's 100% effective because the number two is 100% greater than the number one. So that was a deception in itself, because when most Americans, when they heard it's 100% effective, what they think is, if I get the vaccine, there's 100% that I will not get sick. I will not get really sick and I will not die. But what it actually means is that in order to prevent one COVID death, they have to give 22,000 vaccinations. And what that means is, if you're gonna give 22,000 vaccinations to prevent one COVID death, you better make sure that that vaccine is not killing anybody from other causes. And there's a graph that summarizes all-cause mortality. So how many people died in the vaccine group during that six-month period, and how many people died in the placebo group? And in the vaccine group, 21 people died over 6 months of the 22,000 of all causes. And in the placebo group, only 17 died. That means if you want to do, you know, if you want to follow their protocols and their estimates, if you take the vaccine, you're 21% more likely to die over 6 months than people who don't, of all causes. You're half as likely to die from COVID, but you're 21% more likely to die from some other cause. And if you want to look closer and say, well, what was killing all these extra people? It was cardiac arrest. There were 5 cardiac arrest deaths in the vaccine group and only one in the placebo group. What that means is that if you take that vaccine, you're 500% more likely to die from a fatal cardiac arrest over the next 6 months than if you don't. What it also means is that for every life they save by preventing a death from COVID, they are killing 4 people from cardiac arrest.